Atikokin, on, for the time being at least, some Ukrainians who fled Russia's bombardment of their homeland just have to worry about battling northwestern Ontario mosquitoes. Brown's Clearwater West Lodge, 60 kilometers by road from Atikokin, is currently hosting about 13 adults and children, and there are more on the way. They're receiving free accommodation for the next few months while they regroup and plan their long-term future in Canada. The refugees are also earning money helping the resort's owners with housekeeping and maintenance tasks. Lodge co-owner Anila Hannaford was touched by the plight of the Ukrainian people when the Russian onslaught began. "My father-in-law and I were watching it on TV from February 24th on. Our hearts were breaking, seeing the families being displaced. We got to talking and thought it would be wonderful if we could host some folks, because we have some spare accommodations here," Hannaford recalled during an interview Monday. After her husband Brian Wally and the rest of the family endorsed the idea, she set out to make initial contact with refugees through a Facebook group. "What we offered was free accommodation, no board, no rent, nothing, and jobs here at camp for the summer. That would give them time to get all their necessary documents in line and work on their English," Hannaford said. Victoria Katsal and Christian Anayo Eguam, along with their two young sons, were the first to arrive at Clearwater West Lake following a lengthy and circuitous journey around Easter. "They have since started to work, and they have all of their documentation now, so that in the fall they will be able to find other jobs," Hannaford said. She said the family hopes to remain in the area, as they've already developed a number of friendships, including at Atikokin Literacy Inc.'s Adult Learning Center. "They have a social network now here, and a community that's behind them. Their children are currently enrolled in school here." In Ukraine, Victoria was a civil engineer while Christian worked as an electrician. The latest newcomers at Brown's are a family of five, who arrived last week. They're expected to be followed soon by a family of three. "Our family here has grown," lodge operator says. Hannaford described the arrangement as a win-win situation for all parties, noting that it's challenging for resort operators across the Northwest to find workers this year. "But beyond the staffing piece, our family here has essentially grown. These folks have become, very quickly, very dear friends, and they want to continue that relationship beyond just working for us. They've been a bright light in what is at times a very stressful occupation." Hannaford and her husband are also seeking help in Thunder Bay for two married professionals from Ukraine who are currently at the resort but planning to settle in the city, where the woman has a job offer from Lakehead University. "We're looking for a host family for them, starting early July. We're hoping somebody can offer them even a basement bedroom until they can find something more suitable," she said. Looking ahead, Hannaford and Wally have partnered with a number of community agencies to create a board that will work toward establishing a not-for-profit organization to help Ukrainians resettle in various parts of northwestern Ontario or elsewhere in Canada. She said people in other communities in the region have already asked how they can support some refugees. "Because we've already been through the process of welcoming families, it would be very easy for us to continue this work into the fall as well. They're seeking donations to fund the operation of the not-for-profit." Hannaford said she welcomes inquiries from anyone interested in contributing financially or becoming temporary host families. "Once we close camp in September, then I'm going to transition into volunteering for this on more of a full-time basis. I've been working it in between camp jobs, but it's near and dear to my heart, and we definitely want to be able to help more families." A key reason her family decided to get involved, she stressed, was to give displaced Ukrainians time to do research and decide which community would be best for their particular circumstances. It was to provide them with a soft landing in Canada. "So many people are literally showing up at the airport with no host family, no jobs, and nowhere to go. We wanted to address that piece." Hannaford can be reached by email. Anila@brownsclearwaterlodge.com.